all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Our guest this morning is Joan Bion, who's a financial consultant and runs her own financial consulting business. But, of course, we have Joan on because she attends so many of the international financial meetings. She's attended pretty close to 100 of them, haven't you, Joan?
101.
101. Did you get to this last one, the G20?
No, they did not. They were not credentialing anybody other than White House press. And as they told me, they already had them chosen.
So they really didn't want the public to know what really happened there.
No, no, it was totally inside.
Okay, fine. And of course, I don't know if you read the article by Dick Morris, who really gave some rather shocking revelations about what really happened there. We've been told it was just another ho-hum meeting, you know, but apparently there were some serious things done. But anyway, you pick up and tell us your view of what's going on and what's going to happen.
Well, the bottom line, first I want to say this. Before we go on, it is as if the American people and America, and then, because we live in America, we address us first, the people of the world, have been led into the lion's den. And the lion is called debt, whether it's mortgage debt, the home equity line of credit, the credit cards, whatever it is, debt. It is this debt that is about to consume every person. Now, having said that, when we look at what is underneath the debt, of course, there's greed for the individual and the desire for the better life, et cetera, the dream house. And all those things are nice, but you have to do it within your means. But there is another underlying structure. It's called the banking system. When you look at the world globally, what makes the world go around is the banking system, the commercial banking system, the international banking system, and the central banking system. Now, having said that, we are involved in a great unraveling of debt. This is due to a lot of the sins of Wall Street, of the international bankers, of credit derivatives, of CDOs, and all kinds of other unique exotic investments that really have no value but are designed to transfer wealth from those people who were foolish enough to buy them to the people who control them, which is the international banking system and eventually the central banking system. Every country is run by a central bank, and we've talked about that, and you have talked about that, Dr. Stan, so I'm not going to go into it other than to say The central bank is the main banking system that controls the monetary supply, whether or not interest rates go up or down, whether or not there's money available. When money is available, we have a boom. When money is not available in the banking system, we have a bust, otherwise known as a recession or depression.
They can really create that at will. That's the thing. They can expand
the money
vastly, or they can contract the money supply. They can raise interest rates. They can lower interest rates.
Exactly. Now, hear me very carefully, because if you want to make it through whatever is coming, and we are not sure exactly what is coming, as we've seen, most smart people figured we were in a recession, and just on Monday, they finally said the R word on TV, and the markets dropped over 700 points. So now they're saying, well, you know, we could, if things don't turn around, have a depression. Well, who knows? We could already be in a depression when you take a look at the unraveling, and I go back to debt. So for you who are listening, hear me very carefully. If you have a home equity line of credit, pay it off. I was telling people this 6 months ago. If you have a home equity line of credit, pay it off. First, I was telling them to pay it down, then I was telling them to pay it off. A lady friend was telling me yesterday that it finally hit the Wall Street Journal that, you know, home equity lines of credit, the banks have been reducing the amount of the loan. Now, they're telling people that they have to pay it off. Okay? If you have a home equity line of credit, pay it off. And we'll talk for a moment about where you're going to get the money. If you have a home equity line of credit, pay it off. If you have a second mortgage, pay it off. If you have any credit card debt, even though it is unsecured, they can jack up those interest rates to 35% or better. We're talking major mafia rates, loan shark rates. And that's exactly what the banking system has become. They have become, they make the mafia look pathetic. You need to pay down, pay off, stop charging immediately. If you do charge, charge only that which you know you can easily afford to pay. Where are you going to get the money? Well, I don't know. So let me give you some ideas. If you have any IRAs, cash them in. We're at the end of the year. Depending on how much is in your IRA, take 50% this year, because we're in December, and 50% in January. Okay? Liquidate your IRAs. If you can, liquidate your 401ks. If you can't, take a loan. The bottom line is you need to get out of debt. You will not make it with debt. If you have a rich parent or somebody who can afford to hold your mortgage, find somebody who can hold your mortgage. Okay? If you have any kinds of assets that you can sell, whether it's the family clock or the silverware, put it up for sale. Now, does this sound ominous? Yeah, it is. How ominous are things going to get? I don't know, but I can tell you that having done the research that I've done and the study that I have done, I do not see anything positive. The market has already dropped basically 40%. There are those on Wall Street, not on Squawk Box, not on CNBC, not on any of those channels, that are predicting another 20% drop.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Joan Vian, right here on the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joan Bion. And Joan, you pick up the story.
Before I continue my thought, I would like to alert your listeners to the fact that I have two videos available. One is called 21st Century Feudalism. The other one is called the 2008 Credit Crises. The 2008 Credit Crises covers all the events up to October 29th. I have a third video coming from Bretton Woods 1 to Bretton Woods 2. Each of those videos are $20 plus $5 shipping and handling. If you want all three, we'll give you a 10% discount. You can call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. I would highly recommend that you get these videos. I know things are tight. If you can't get any video, then get the credit crisis video, because it will help you understand and track things that are happening. I was talking about paying down debt. It is extremely important for you people who have money in the bank, that you have money available to hold somebody's mortgage. Start praying about what the Lord would have you do. I don't know how safe anything is anymore. These people who control the banking system, the monetary system of the world, literally control the value of all assets, whether it's gold, whether it's diamonds, whether it's treasury bills, whether it is stocks, whether it is bonds, okay, real estate. Everything now is the value can be manipulated very easily. And so I would highly recommend that people start praying about how they can reach out and help someone who's in financial trouble. I have taken Isaiah 37, 16 through 20. This is King Hezekiah's prayer. Israel was going to be invaded, and he got down on his knees and he prayed a prayer. And I think it's a beautiful prayer, and I think it pertains to today. And so let me read this. O Lord of hosts, God of America, that dwells between the cherubims, thou art God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see and hear all the words of the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury Department. Lord, they are raping, robbing, and pillaging America of her assets. They are selling Americans into bondage by the numerous bailouts and stimulus plans. They tell us one thing and do another. They have blackmailed our weak, spineless Congress who caved in to their demands. The $700 billion bailout is not being used to buy toxic mortgages, but is being used to bail out and pay off international bankers and insurance companies like AIG and Citigroup. They are bringing to little value the real estate market, which is the backbone of the middle class, so that many are losing their homes and the equity they had built up. It is true, O Lord, that Americans have been greedy and gluttonous in their desire for goods, big homes, and expensive cars. Of a truth, Lord, the Federal Reserve has laid waste America, but the other central banks of the world are destroying the other countries so that they will rule over the world. They do not serve you. Therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from their evil ways, that all the countries of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. We have talked before on your program, Dr. Stan, about the Treasury Department blueprint for a modernized financial regulatory system. What I am seeing is the fact that the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation, their charter has been amended over 195 times. They are now coming in for the kill. The blueprint, which Hank Paulson, who is an international banker, issued back in March of this year, basically will transfer to the power and control of the Federal Reserve all assets that they currently do not control. And that includes the credit unions, state-chartered banks, savings and loans, thrifts. They want to switch the oversight of the entire insurance industry from the state level to the federal level. They want to create a mortgage oversight system for the mortgage industry in which the Federal Reserve will sit on the board and will have total oversight. They want to transfer to the Federal Reserve the entire Wall Street payment and settlement system. The Federal Reserve, we're already seeing, will become the market stability regulator. They will be able to intervene in the markets at any time. That means for or against you and me.
In other words, they can manipulate the stock market.
Well, they're already doing that,
yeah,
but they will be able to do it in a greater, deeper way. the blueprint doesn't give the value specifically of the mortgage real estate industry, but if you take a look at the values that they give to the banking, the credit unions, et cetera, the insurance industry and the payment and settlement system, that's over $31 trillion that will be transferred to them. We as a country are out of control. Congress has been basically transferring wealth by all the laws and the rules and the regulations that they have passed. I wrote in my book, United Nations Global Straitjacket, I have a whole chapter on the Glass-Steagall Act, and it was repealed in 1999 by H.R. 12, also known as the Graham-Leach-Bulliley Act. It is the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which was put in place in 1933 to protect the stock market and the banking industry from another 1929, and with the repeal of it in 1999, we were effectively moved back into the same type of danger. It is now widely, quote-unquote, widely recognized that by repealing the Glass-Steagall Act, they made a boo-boo, and oh dear, now what we need are global regulatory rules and regulations. And this fits in very well. You and I know, Dr. Stan, that nothing happens without it being planned and managed. It is a problem is created so that they can solve it their way, and in doing so, they basically are stripping America of her sovereignty and her assets.
And this is what it is really all about. This whole thing was created. They want to justify creating a new financial order, or world international financial order. And if you listen very carefully, you'll hear these terms used very, very subtly, you know, and they're conditioning our minds. We've got to have some sort of a global strategy, you know, so this doesn't happen again and people don't lose their homes and become impoverished and the value of currencies aren't destroyed and people impoverished. so we're going to give the power to the people who created the problem to solve the problem. And, of course, their problem will be the end of all freedom as we know it, a new world order, a new world financial system, a new world currency, a new world religion, because it all has a spiritual component, and then they're one world leader. Well, Joan, certainly these things are coming down. I just saw this morning Henry Paulson saying, my goodness, we've got to intervene more. But, of course, every time he intervenes, why, he simply is transferring fabulous amounts of money to his friends on Wall Street.
Absolutely.
In fact, Henry Paulson was well rewarded for this. He has a personal fortune of something like $700 million, at least. That's what it says up on Ron Paul's website. That's a lot of money to make just for working for a bank for 20 years. I wish I could make that sort of money.
Yeah, me too. The bottom line is, let me go back to where we are. They are leveling and destroying wealth. The next thing they will do is change our currency. I have gone on record, and I totally believe that it might not be a far-fetched idea that they will just skip the euro, skip the Amero, and go into a global currency. I think that is a big possibility because, they have created this credit crisis in order to get all the countries of the world. There's only about a half a dozen, six to seven, eight countries that have a global regulatory system, and I'm sure you can understand that Britain is one of them, of course. Britain, Australia, Canada, Sweden, I don't remember, there's several other countries, I have to look at my own writing. But and so they now want the other 185 countries or so to adopt a global regulatory system. So in order to do that in one fell swoop, since the international bankers control everything, they can just do it by creating a global credit crisis. And again, I go back to debt. And let me underscore 12 times, you will not make it if you have more debt than what you can handle. Because when they change the monetary system, whether it's in 2009 or 2010 or 2011, nobody knows, you don't think that you are going to get a one-for-one with the American dollar. You might be lucky to get a two or a three-to-one for the American dollar. And that would be very sad. I'm sorry, the other way around. Two or three American dollars might equate one of the new currency. And so, depending on the value of your debt, your mortgage, okay, it might go up two and three times.
Well, that's what happened when they established the euro, and the Germans
exactly.
had a good currency.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean,
Absolutely.
They lost half to two-thirds of the value of their currency just overnight.
That's right. That's right. And so, I am really telling you, if you need to sell your house, I know you're going to sell it for a bath, but it might be worth it, given what's happening and the crying that's going to come. And I just cannot reiterate this warning enough. And we are in serious times. I almost think, Dr. Stan, that the Y2K was a run for this. It was a forerunner. Create a massive problem, see how people react, so that when you do it really, you can have a control over how people react.
That's it's a very interesting concept. Certainly, they create all sorts of problems for us. Of course, Y2K was an excuse to pump $75 billion into the into the economy, and Alan Greenspan knew that everything wasn't going to collapse because they were carefully monitoring what was going on. They spent billions of dollars to correct Y2K. It was going to be a non-event. They knew that, but they went ahead and pumped an additional $75 billion, massively inflationary, there. Just before the turn of the new millennium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was an excuse. They needed an excuse to do it, to begin this massive inflation, because every dollar you pump into the economy can be multiplied literally 1,000 times over through this whole debt pyramid.
Oh, and that reminds me, up until last week when they announced a bailout, and this is exactly what the senators and the congressmen were horrified at, that Hank Paulson would even include student loans and automobile loans and credit cards in the bailout. That's exactly what happened last week. And so we have a situation whereby the Federal Reserve, since September, has pumped into the economy about $4 trillion. And it'll take about 6 to 8 months for that money to work its way through the system. And between hyperinflation and stagflation, we are in deep trouble.
Well, I see that Citicorp had anticipated that the price of gold might hit $2,000 an ounce by the end of next year. Do you think that's realistic?
It's a possibility. The central banks, when they want to take their gain, they can just come in and sell at that kind of price. I mean, you know, these people are master manipulators. The bottom line is there's a lot of discussion about changing the currency of the world to a gold-based currency, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, Dr. Stan, people are going to have to use discernment, some versus none, maybe, okay? Where else do you flee? You can go to diamonds. You can go to gold. You can go to, food. I mean, good grief, food's going to be worth more maybe than gold, you know? And maybe aspirin, people will have such a headache from all of this, or maybe even liquor, you know? I mean, or toilet paper. Dr. Stan, we just need, first of all and foremost, get rid of debt.
Amen to that. Oh, Joan, can you stick with us? You have to run.
I apologize. I have to run.
Okay, God bless you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Thank you.
mail doctor stand back here, and so it's going to be open lines for the rest of the time. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But there is so much planned confusion out there, and you will hear so many varied explanations of how much money that they put into the economy. Is it $700 billion? Is it a trillion? Is it 5 trillion? Is it 7.5 trillion? Is it almost 10 trillion? I mean, how much money have they put into the economy, and what has it really accomplished, and are they really trying to solve the housing problem? People are losing their homes all across America. People are losing their jobs. Over 10 million Americans are unemployed at the present time. Here in the state of California, one person, one worker in 11 or 12 is out of work looking for a job. Well, who do we have calling in? Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Jim in Colorado.
Hi. Hi, Bob. What part of Colorado?
Northern Colorado.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, it looks like the bankers are enriching themselves off the people again, which
right.
they've always done. And it appears that the people are deceived because they think when they borrow money that the bankers create, that they're obligated to pay it back. And if you look at the credit card scam and the banking scam, I'm referring to loans and debt. When you sign a mortgage or when you sign a credit card contract, that's a negotiable instrument. The bank sells that for face value immediately. And then you wind up paying them over the whatever loans you've taken out. So basically what I'm saying, up front, they sell the contract. Then you wind up paying it back over 30 years, who knows how many years, like in credit cards, you know, you've got so many days to pay all this money back, plus all the usury. So really, what the bankers have created here is double enrichment. They get paid twice, sometimes three times. Look at what you get, look at what a home costs, you know. $100,000 home, time you get it paid for, it's $300,000.
Well, there's no question at all that, of course, we used to have usury laws, and they've sort of repealed them. In fact, in the Bible, I mean, they wrote against usury, and usury was really, outlawed within Christian societies up until the early 1600s when Francis Bacon, one of the primary villains of all time, a Rosicrucian, actually convinced people that there was nothing wrong with just a little bit of interest that would give people an opportunity to borrow money and people opportunity to make a little money by lending it, and usury wasn't, as long as it was no more than 3%. And boy, once you get that camel's nose inside the tent, why, it's all downhill from there, and here we're looking at 30% interest on credit cards, and nobody ever points
right.
out this is against the laws of God. Maybe we ought to get back to the laws of God. What do you think? You know, in the Muslim countries, at least they come out against usury.
Well, how do they create money? They create it off your signature, right?
Well, they create it by this miraculous thing of being able to have fractional reserve banking. And that is what people really need to understand, is how the fractional reserve banking system works and the pyramid it can create, a reverse upside-down pyramid.
Well, the system can't function without debt. So if you don't incur debt, it can't function. The whole house of cards is going to come down.
That's true, but everybody,
and
you
so,
see, you're talking against a man's inherent nature. Everybody would like to have a nice car. Well, but most people don't have enough money to buy it, so they incur debt. Certainly most people can't go out and buy a home like we used to. It used to be you had to have the money before you could buy a home. But everybody wants instant gratification, and then, of course, we incur debt, and we have to pay it off, and But if most people are willing to even pay the interest to have the home, you know, while they're raising their family. But without realizing where this is all going to end, and I think it's coming to an end very quickly.
Well, I really don't think the solution, I don't agree with Joan, is the bankers really want you to get extinguish this debt. They want to get paid. They want that profit.
Well, what are you suggesting?
I don't know. Maybe we ought to just shut the whole system down, quit signing things, quit paying things, and just let the whole thing collapse.
But it's not going to happen because most people are going to go along with the system, hoping for the good old days to return. And
yeah,
the thing is that let's hope and pray that they do not return. We've got to do away with the fractional reserve banking system. We have to do away with the fiat money system. We've got to get back to a currency that has inherent value in it, and we won't live as well, but at least we can remain free.
Yeah, I think you're right, but how do you go along with the system and expect it to reform itself at the same time?
Well, it's not going to reform itself. The only solution for this system is for it to totally collapse. And have
That's
you read the
I
book?
Said.
Could I make a suggestion? There's a wonderful book. It's called The Devil's Advocate by Taylor Caldwell. It was written about 54 years ago, but it is so apropos for what's going on today.
Oh, well. Guess we'll see how things fall out here, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine.
We
Anything
appreciate
else you'd like
you...
to say?
No, I just appreciate you being on the radio, and I know you've educated me for about 10 years.
Okay.
And,
well, I'm glad for that, and I agree with basically what you're saying. I'm just pointing out that as long as people, you know, anticipate that things are going to get better if we just are willing just to turn over the power to international organizations of what really happened at the G20 meeting recently. It's amazing. There was only one person who covered what really happened. All the rest of it was blacked out, actually censored, actively censored by the controlled media. But Dick Morris covers what happened there. And apparently George Bush actually gave permission, authority for the international financial organizations to come in and start auditing what our banks, what our insurance companies, what our financial institutions are doing. And he had turned over, by his own fiat action, authority over our banking system to this new international financial order that we've been talking about. How could you block that out through the entire media? Well, we have freedom of the press, which means if you control the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want. And you're...
What was the name of that book again you mentioned?
The Devil's Advocate. Yes, you can probably get it through your library. It's out of print, been out of print for a long time. But it is a book that was written for times like this.
Now, the author is who?
Taylor Caldwell.
Great.
And
thank you.
And 50 years ago, she was probably the world's leading fiction writer. She wrote so many wonderful books. If you've never read Taylor Caldwell, we still have many of her books in my library. But you can go up on Amazon, probably order it. It is designed for today, although Taylor's been gone for a long, long time.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. God bless.
And you too, Jim. God bless. Thanks for calling. Again, our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And people have to understand how this fractional banking system works. We start with $100. We deposit in the bank. They keep $10 in reserve. They lend out $90. So now there's $90 out there. People get that $90, deposit in the bank, and now they can lend out $900. And then they keep $10 and they keep $100 and they can lend out, then $10,000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. If you have a thought about what's going on, give us a call, because our job is to try to get people out there thinking and understanding how the system works. Basically, as I said, you could start with $100, you deposit that money in the bank, and now, of course, the bank has $100, well, they can actually keep $10 of that reserves, and then they can lend out $90. That's fractional reserve banking. Figuring that you have a deposit there, you're probably not going to come and take it out, so they can lend out $90 on the $100 that you actually gave them. Well, that's pretty good. But the next guy comes along, and he borrows that $90, but he takes it to another bank, and he deposits it there, so they have $90, well, of course, they can lend out, you know, 10 times that, so they can lend out, $9,000, and then $90,000, and then certainly $900,000, all based upon that original $100 you deposited in the bank. And you create this massive balloon of credit that has nothing behind it but your original $100. Well, this is, of course, what's been happening all throughout the world. And of course, what you do is you massively expand the credit. There's no money behind it. We don't have that much money, actually, in circulation, about $700 billion. But there are trillions of dollars of credit out there that they've created artificially. And the system worked beautifully until the derivative collapsed. Well, we've got a caller on the line, and you'll want to read my November newsletter to understand how the derivatives have brought this whole thing down. But who do we have on the line?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is John from Northern Colorado.
Right.
Yes, 2 points here. Have you ever heard of Pat Kiley?
Pat Kiley, sure.
Yeah, you should have him on your program. He's an international advisor and investor. He's also got a good website to hear his program, patkiley.com.
Mm-hmm.
The other point is you need to get a hold of Jack McLam and have him on your program, because listening to Pat Kiley, who received an email from one of Jack McLam's acquaintances stating that they are confiscating weapons, sidearms, and artillery from various National Guard units in Idaho, Montana, eventually going to do it to every unit in the United States of America, and telling them that they've got to report to Fort Lewis, Washington, and be sent over to Iraq. And one of the National Guardsmen asked him, well, why are you doing this? And the reply was, well, there's going to be a party this winter, and you're not invited.
Well, you know, there's a lot of false information out there on the Internet, whether this is true or not.
Well, that's why I'm asking you to get a hold of Jack McLam.
Jack's a personal friend, and I can certainly get hold of him and get him on sometime. I always enjoy Jack. We've gone to meetings and bunked together, and he's a great patriot who loves America. So all we can do is just... But I think what we have to do is be able to keep our focus and not be swept along by fear, and they're trying to frighten us to death. And yeah, there may very well be problems. I have no question at all that the government, I should say the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, call it what you will, are anticipating civil unrest in this country, and that is why they brought a brigade home, 20,000 men or so, highly trained in killing, and they plan on using them against the American people. That's what, to me, is one of the most frightening things. A total violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, but most people say, well, gee, we've got to have law and order. And yet, of course, we have a lawless government that doesn't believe in our Constitution, doesn't believe in our laws, and, you know, we're in real trouble. The American people are not reacting at all. They're just going on waiting for the good times to return, and I don't think they're going to return. Anything else, Jim? I guess we lost Jim from, or John. Anyway, give us a call, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. We'd like to get your thoughts on what's going on. And yes, I think we're moving into a very difficult time. And, but remember that the other side is three steps ahead of us. They've infiltrated all of our conservative organizations, so there is no effective opposition to what's going on. They've infiltrated the churches, and they neutralized the churches, which should be guiding the American people in times like this. They've changed the music, and they've changed the message of our churches. They've changed, for all intents and purposes, the very nature of God, or at least they've the perception of the nature of God. You can't change God. But, you know, right now God is, loves everybody. There's no judgment. There's no hell. There's no punishment. There's no fear of God. And I will tell you that if there's any hope for America, it's going to be to return to this fear of God. I did a wonderful interview with John McTiernan yesterday, and you can hear that on my website at RadioLiberty.com, the 4 o'clock program. And John McTiernan's a retired federal official, federal officer, and but he now is certainly an itinerant preacher, just trying to get the word out. What we need to do is return to a fear of God. And God is not our buddy. God is not our friend. God is our ruler. And people will not be ruled by God. They will certainly be ruled by tyrants. And I fear that this is exactly what's happening in America today. As we see America becoming the greatest purveyor of pornography in the world, that's our primary, one of our primary exports today. Not manufactured goods, but pornography. What do you think God's attitude towards a country that would do that would be? And is there any way, of course, we can avoid bringing God's judgment on this nation? I think only a revival is going to do it. One of the reasons I do what I do is to alarm people, is to point out what has happened to countries in the past. And, of course, we want you to be informed, but we also hope that what we do will draw you closer to our Lord. And we don't get up and preach, but we do have some wonderful tools for you. We have a great new DVD sets called The Final Countdown with Pastor Billy Crone. There are 10 DVDs, very well done, which will help you understand what's going on today. The Final Countdown, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. I guess we're going to be back in just a moment here at American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, I can stand back here at the network, and at this time I usually remind you that my ministry is listener-supported, and we do not only this program, but we do 4 hours more every day. We have a weekend program that reaches, I think, 33 stations, and it's all an expensive proposition, I'll tell you, but we're just trying to get the information out across America in the time that is allotted to us. And so if you'd like to be part of our support team, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you get our four best tapes of the month or CDs, and you get our monthly newsletter, you can subscribe to the newsletter. Any way you can help, we'll appreciate it. We do need help to maintain what we have, and certainly a lot of our listeners are having and supporters are having financial difficulties. But if you're in a position to help, why, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we were saying just before we went to the break, we have a great five DVD sets. There are actually two of them, Final Countdown 1, Final Countdown 2. They're Pastor Billy Crone, and he does a great job, of just talking about what's going on today in the light of biblical prophecy. And, of course, the beauty of this is simply that they have a lot of video clips that are in there that really make it much more interesting, and yet the message is there. And if you read the Bible, why, you'd understand what's going on, and this is a wonderful review, something that people watch over and over again because it helps them to better be able to convey to others what's going on today. The Final Countdown, Part 1, Part 2, and we recommend it. And we'll be carrying others of Billy Crone's DVDs. We've actually had him on our radio programs, and we'll have this available on CD as well because we think his message is vitally important. So if you're interested in getting the Final Countdown, Part 1, Part 2, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are under attack from within today. Now, of course, we have the CDs on the conference we had. If you didn't get to the conference, it was great. It includes about an hour and a half of a talk by Russell Blaylock on vaccines. It has Pat Woods' talk on the Trilateral Commission and Mr. Obama. Now, the Trilateralists, of course, were behind Barack Hussein Obama and his ascent to the presidency. A talk by Joanna Michelson about her experience with the supernatural when she was a medium. And then, of course, my talk on the oil deception, and certainly Michael Shaw's talk on sustainable development. And we recommend that this too. You can get all five of them together, decrease cost, or get buy them separately. If you're interested in oil, we certainly, my talk goes with the syllabus we have on the oil deception. We also have a little pamphlet on the oil deception. I turned it out. We have another little pamphlet on Ron Paul, some of his best speeches, some of his best contacts, his interview, his questioning of Alan Greenspan when Alan Greenspan appeared before the House Banking Committee, and my remarks on this. And we think it's an excellent little pamphlet. You'll learn a lot about Ron Paul's philosophy and about what's really going on, and maybe some of the things that Ron Paul can't say. But we recommend those to you. Also, our little pamphlet on the history of money and on the financial meltdown. They're just little pamphlets. Very important. 50 pages. If you need more information, any of the college education, remember our website, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty. Vision and protection.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can...